we're very excited to host a meeting this evening, a community conversation on what to expect from the 2015 legislative session, which I think that's pretty well playing out right now as we speak.
Should we bring a lighter fluid and some kindling
just to
keep everybody warm?
I think the most important part of this is that people need to understand, and I think this is, you know, what's happened in the last couple of days, and I say this to our school board all the time. There used to be something called local control, or I like to say local governance. Pretty much of that in the state of Indiana has been gone for years, and I think we're seeing that play out even more so, you know, this session, that in terms of making local decisions, like today I noticed we have a parent in the paper asking about opting out of testing. We have no control on that. You know, the state really is putting that in place for schools all over the state of Indiana. So this evening we have panel members, Dean Gonzalez, who's he's a retired dean of the IU School of Education. Soon to be retired, that's right. Representative Matt Pierce, who you couldn't find a better friend for education. We have Dr. Justin Hunter, who's a principal at Fairview Elementary. Mr. Paul Farmer, who's actually the president of our teachers' union. Kathy Fuentes-Rohr, who's the president of the local chapter of the Indiana Coalition for Public Education. And Mr. Mike Walsh, who's a retired principal and also a community member. So we're very fortunate to have a list of people, a great panel, who will be able to articulate, you know, their frustration, because all of these people have been involved in some way on the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate. They've been arguing for bills. They've been talking with legislators and experts. And, you know, again, I think it will impress upon our constituency and our patrons that the whole issue of local governance has to be re-looked at, because parents rely on us to make decisions on behalf and what's in the best interest of their children. And unfortunately, particularly in testing, we're unable to do that.
We're talking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSE. And Judy, based on all of the conversation, based on Governor Pence's thing yesterday, that the test will be shortened, period. What do you as superintendent know is going on? What's going to happen?
Well, it's really a very difficult situation, because it goes way back to last year when we had a major faux pas in testing. I think Glenda Ritz got a credit. Glenda Ritz is a state superintendent with CTB. So CTB has come now this year and written a new test, because unfortunately this year we also had to use new standards. There's a lot to the story. CTB writes a new test to match the standards and rolls out the test, and unfortunately in the last few weeks we learned that the testing length has changed for our students, which is not something that we wanted to have happen.
It's longer.
It is longer, that is correct. And the bottom line is we've been talking with the Department of Education and quite honestly, me specifically to Glenda Ritz, about we just can't have this. It's too long for our kids. It's not right. We've got to do something.
Well, who determined the length of this, the increase was better?
Well, the problem is, I think we've kind of relied on CTB to write the test, and all of a sudden when it unfolded, we saw the length of it. And
so nobody previews this beforehand? We're just under the mercy of them handing us, oh, here you go, and then we have to react from it?
Well, it just depends whose finger you're watching and where it's pointing.
No, look at this hand. Look over here. No,
that's
over
right.
There.
So the bottom line is now it appears that you know, Governor Pence has risen to protect all children in Indiana, and now has going to be hiring a new company to look at the test and pare back. I don't know how it happens. I'll be honest with you. If you look at what I've written in the paper today, you know, I said all along that this is a debacle, that unfortunately, you know, we're going to hold this test out there, and now how are we ever going to know in the next few days if we're going to be able to get a reliable and valid test, let alone measuring growth, and that's what we're supposed to be doing with the testing.
Did we even get the last I-step all figured out yet? Did we get the results back? Hold on. If we got pallets of test booklets, so I thought these were online and you had problems with that. Should I be this confused?
Yeah, well, trust me, I'm the superintendent of schools, and I feel the same way at times. So bottom line is we are waiting for direction from our state right now. That's all we can do. It's very frustrating. I had our two curriculum specialists in here early this morning. We're trying to figure out exactly what it's going to look like. And if we're frustrated, can you imagine what our teachers feel like?
Judy, it looks like the state's in total chaos. The Department of Education fighting the governor. Nobody knows what's going on. Is that how you feel it is?
Absolutely. It's horrific. Oh. And, you know, I said this in a meeting last week to Glenda Ritz. You know, it's unfortunate that because all of the adults are politically fighting, our kids, once again, are the pawns. And
what's
it's
this
really
doing to the teachers and the kids in the schools as this big debate is going on
the
that
kids
nobody
think
understands?
It's great. They think, whoa, we don't have to take part of the test. This is wonderful.
The bottom line is if we can hold the ship steady to make people, teachers particularly, feel comfortable that we're going to figure this thing out, I think that would be in everybody's best interest for children. Because again, I know some people in Indianapolis forget this, but we are here for children. And so when we're talking about children, all of this disruption obviously is not a good thing. So we've got to do our very best to maintain really the footing of the organization, keeping everybody calm, and then try to figure this out, because children are at risk in this, and it's very unfortunate.
Our guest this morning is the superintendent of public schools here in the MCCSC, Dr. Judy DeMuth. And that event tonight, what to expect from the legislative session, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. The MCCSC collab there. What are you trying to sort out for people that are coming in? Is this going to be a session of ideas? Is this going to be a session of solutions? Give me kind of the feel of what tonight's trying to accomplish.
What we've asked each panelist to do would really be to speak on behalf of bills that are in front of the Senate or the House, and then come up with a statement to parents and patrons about how they can help with the bill. You know, what the person feels about the bill and how patrons or parents can help. Because, you know, right now is a great time. They can go up to Indianapolis. They can make calls to their legislators. And so I'm sure these people will have great suggestions on how parents and patrons can help with whatever bill they bring to the table this evening.
And the parents that are there, the people that are there tonight, will be able to ask questions. The big part of this is for the people to ask questions of these people so that we can get a kind of a community of feeling of what it is we're all trying to accomplish in this.
Absolutely. That's the second part of it. After they make their initial statements, then there'll be plenty of opportunity for folks to ask things that are on their mind or just bring them out in the open, you know, things that they've been frustrated about. And hopefully that, you know, again, we can have everybody kind of exposed to what's going on in Indianapolis right now.
Judy, is this just a matter of, okay, let's all just take a deep breath, back up for a second, and then we'll all come together and everything will be peace and harmony at the end? Or is this something that is badly broken?
I wish it was that easy. You know what? I think that there are just so many hard feelings. Democrats, Republicans, the politics of it, I think, are very hardened and fast right now. And I don't think it's just a matter of stepping back and taking a deep breath. I wish it was that easy, but unfortunately, it's not.
Well, you have somebody that was voted in by a majority of people. More people voted for the state superintendent of public instruction than voted for the governor, and now the governor is essentially deposing the state superintendent.
It's very unfortunate, and it's quite honestly embarrassing for our state. And I think that, again, the Pence administration will use this to really sideline the Department of Education and Glenda Ritz.
Meantime, Dr. DeMuth, what's going on with respect to funding of public education in the State House? Is there something going on underneath of all of this that we're not supposed to be looking at?
Well, I think, you know, what you find if you look at the formula, and again, all these things are happening in the periphery, but what's happening in the formula is that, you know, there will be an increase to education, but the increases, as we all know, will be going to charter schools and vouchers. So we see the underpinnings of the Republican administration really supporting charters and vouchers and choice. And so, again, public schools will be left to budgets that really can't support the learning that our children need.